This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Heavy delays have been reported this morning on the North Freeway near West Road. A Houston Metro bus hit and killed a pedestrian earlier this morning, just before 6 a.m. Metro officials say the bus was allegedly traveling on the North Freeway HOV lane heading south when it collided with the man who was walking in the HOV lane. Both emergency responders and Metro police responded to the scene. The investigation is ongoing. The entire HOV lane on the North Freeway still shut down where the accident occurred. Main lanes are impacted as well. Texas National Guard troops could soon be headed back from Illinois. Around 200 soldiers were sent to Chicago last month as part of the federal crackdown on immigration, but they never actually deployed into the city because of legal challenges. There has been no confirmation from the Pentagon other than a statement that it is shifting its footprint on troops in Chicago, Portland, and Los Angeles. Environmental activists raked through sand on the Galveston shoreline earlier this month, collecting over 1,000 small plastic pellets called nurdles, all in about 20 minutes. As News 88.7's Juliana Washburn reports, those activists are asking for more regulation.
Laura Levitt knelt on the shore in Galveston, picking tiny bits of plastic out of the sand.
I found a nurdle. Oh, gosh, that's hard.
Those nurdles are used to create plastic products such as soda bottles or plastic containers. And as Joni Steinhaus with the Turtle Island Restoration Network says, the pellets can be toxic.
If you happen to eat fish that's ingested nurdles, you're not eating the plastic nurdle, but you could be eating the toxins that work their way into the flesh of the fish.
She was one of the volunteers participating in a Nurdle Beach cleanup to raise awareness and push for new environmental regulations. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Then sports, the Texans beat the Titans 16-13 yesterday on a last-second field goal.